Yisrael Chayim Midyan Chayisen Moshe. We already know from before, from Parshas Shemais, we know that he was the Chayim Midyan, he was the priest of Midyan, we know that he was the father-in-law of Moshe. So, why was it necessary for the Torah to tell us again over here, Chayim Midyan Chayisen Moshe? So I want to remember the Kipshat. By Yishmael Yisrael, Rashi brings down over here, Mashua Shama Uba. What did he hear that made him come? Kriyas Yamsu, B'chemes HaMolek. A lot of nations heard. Shomu Amavayir Gozer and Chilvach HaZeshrei Duloshes. Many, many nations that heard, yet nobody came. But Yisrael had the Koyach HaShmiya, where he didn't just hear a Chitzani as the hearing. He heard it, he studied it, it penetrated, and he came. Someone that has the Koyach HaShmiya could turn from a Koyin Midyan into a Chaysen Moshe. Almost two extremes. Someone that's Mefatim HaGolim La'Vayizorah. On one hand, and what hepech mikotze lakotze to become attached to the highest madrega of kedusha imaginable? How does that happen? Because by Yishma Yisrael, when someone has a koyach hashmiya, there is no limit to what he could attain. Because he listens to something objectively, he learns from it, and he wants to better himself because of it. So b'dafka over here by the Vayishma Yisrael, it says koyein midyan koyein moshe to teach us a lesson. When you have the koyach hashmiya, you could turn from a koyein midyan into a koyein moshe. Last week, on Thursday night, I was by Chasna. I heard a maisa nifla. Talmud of mine, Michiel Spiro, touched by your story, he told me this maisa. He said that I think it happened just recently in Eretz Yisrael that there was a not from Israeli, and they told him over the nisim that happened with Moshe Kol Miyut with Shemitah. Famous story, he had Shemitah, and there was once an attack of locusts of Arbet that Mamish attacked all around, and the farms all around were totally devastated by the locusts. And Moshav Kamimiyut, it was a year after Shemitah, they didn't step foot into the Moshav. It's a famous mice about this, the Brisker Rav said about this and other mices that happened with them, Sichu B'chom Nevlois, so you have to speak about his Nevlois. So they told it over to this young Israeli. He says, really? He said, I come from near Moshav Kamimiyut, and I never heard of such a story. He says, let me call my father. Calls his father. He says, ah. He says, you ever hear of a story with Kol Miyut, you know, with locusts that they ate up all around the farms and they didn't touch Kol Miyut? He says, sure. He says, sure, I heard about it. He says, when we were in school, the school took us down there to witness the miracle. I saw it with my own eyes. So he says, Abba, you saw it with your own eyes? How did you didn't become a Baal Tshuva on the spot? So he says, it's because what the schoolmaster told us. The schoolmaster, they took us down to show us the miracle, and he said, look at religious Jews, how filthy they are, that even the locusts don't want to go in and eat their tula. So, you can see the greatest nace in the world. The greatest nace is mamish in front of your eyes. But if you're not willing to listen and to see objectively, the greatest nace is not going to have a roshma. Kriyas Yamsu, Mochemes HaMolek were all great things. But if you're not a Vayishma, if you're not someone that their hair is, that lets it penetrate, that study you study it, and it has an effect on you, then all the Nisim in the world are not going to do any good. The Chiddush over here is because of Vayishma Yisrael, he was able to turn from a Kohen Midyan into a Chosin Moshe. The Mayu the Kipshat that I saw from the Chafetz Chaim. Yisrael comes. The father-in-law of Moshe saw everything that Moshe is doing for the people. And he said, what is this you're doing for the people? Why are you sitting by yourself? The whole nation stands by you from the morning till the evening. They come to seek out the word of Hashem. If they have any arguments, they come to me. And then Yisrael tells him, tell you about Dover. I said, it's not good what you're doing. Double T-boil. You're going to get worn out. Gamma-um. Not a good thing. Chaim was a younger man. He lived in Rabban. So they wanted him to become the Rav of Rad. And he refused. He never wanted the Rabbanus, but they pressed him. So he said, fine, I'll be Makabel, but with three conditions. Number one, I don't get paid. Number two, you have to listen to my word. If not, then there's no reason for my being a Rav. And also, he's not chayv to pay if he makes a mistake, that he could resign whenever he wants. So, once the Torah came before him and he passed him, and one of the sides said, forget it, I'm not listening. So Chofetz Chaim resigned from his post. He says, I'm not Rav. He says, why not? He says, the Gemara says in Masechta the Sanhedrin that Shaul HaMelech was not Zeicha to come to Shmaitza, leave the Hilchus, to Paschal, leave the Halach. He wasn't Zeicha. David HaMelech was here Zeicha, Shaul HaMelech wasn't. He was such great Gedolim. Great God, like Shaul wasn't Zeicha, how do little people like us, how's it possible we should be Mechavim to the Halacha L'maisa? The Torah says, L'kim Yitzavah Das Keil. Hashem sits together in judgment with the Dayanim, and he gives a special siyata to Shmaya, you should come up with the right Halacha. But net one of the Murim of the people come up Das to hear a Psak Halacha, and they're coming to the Shem Shemayim to really hear the Dvar Hashem, then the Dayan has siyata to Shmaya. But if they don't come for that purpose, that they come all das not to listen, and with the hope that maybe the dying will paskin in their favor, and if he doesn't paskin in their favor, they're not accepting, that's not really a psak halacha. I'm not zoicha to see out of the shmaya. I can't be a rav. And he said over on my Chofetz Chaim, he said over that once a kehillah took a young rav in as their rav. They wanted to test him to see if he knows what he's talking about. So two people came to him with a dentaira. Faked in Taira. And this one said his son, this one said his son, the Rav Paskin, but he Paskin. The same two people went to Ritzkul Chon Inspector in Covenant to see how he's going to Paskin. And they wanted to see if he's going to Paskin like the Rav. And sure enough, he Paskin, well, have a look at what the Rav Paskin. So both sides were happy. Ritzkul Chon, why are both sides happy? No. The guy that's wrong should not be happy. He figured out that something's fishy over here. So he says, give me a little while. He was mine in the halacha. He came back an hour later. He asked him, why are you so happy? He said, I'll rub Paschal Lehefa. He says, give me a while. He found that the Nasib was a Mishpat Paschal exactly like the Rav. And Rabbi Yitzchok Chanan said he himself was wrong. He said, your Rav is a guy awesome? You know, hold on to him. He looked at him. He said, how's the chance that the Paisik Hadar made a mistake? You know, the arrows, and the Paisik had not made a mistake. So he says, it's partial for why. A Paisik only has the out of the shayat when it didn't tell you it was of a nemes. Right? But if it didn't tell you, it's not a fake. It's not, it's a shayat and longness or whatever. You can say it's far here, you can say it's far there. It wasn't the real didn't tell you, remember, I was not saying to the shayat and the shayat. Right? I can say it's far here, your rope said it's far there, and I can speak your rope was macham to the emes. But I didn't have that special shayat and the shayat. So Chofetz Chaim said the same thing. If I don't have people listening to me, the Torah's Pesach HaWacha, I'm not going to have the Siyata Dishmai I quit. Puts it again to us. And Chofetz Chaim said, I'm very the original Pshat over here. He says, it happened, it was Parshas Yisrael when the Nisa happened. So he says, it's the rumors in the parish. What did Yisrael want from Moshe Rabbeinu? Why are you sitting here the whole time? So the Chofetz Chaim, an original Pshat. He says, Yisrael came to Moshe. He sees a whole day people are there with Dinei Torah. He says, what in the world are they asking Dinei Torah about? He says, they have money, they have their own food, they have a belt of behemoths, they have riches galore from Mitzrayim, from the Mises Hayam, from before Mitzrayim. What could they possibly be arguing over? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, it's not a real Dinei Torah. They're coming to ask me what would be in such a case. They're presenting to me Dinei Torah, technical Dinei Torah. What? We're coming to Eretz Yisrael. Everyone's going to go into his own property. Everyone's going to have his own nechassim. So that is going to be Nagel Lamaisa. So they want to know, what is the Dar Hashem? What is the Dar Hashem in case such and such a thing comes up? So Yisrael told him, if that's the case, then there's no way in the world, you know, that you could do it under normal circumstances. To Paskin Halacha, you need special Siyata Dishmaya. If it's not Shnegel and Maisa, so then you have the special Siyata Dishmaya. But if it's not Shnegel and Maisa, it's only technical, you don't have the special Siyata Dishmaya, then you gotta work on it to be Mechavim to the real Emes. No, Kibbuk, I'm a talk, I'm a, oh, there's no way in the world you're not gonna get worn out. only way you can do it is, you know, Al Totez, you know, Anshei Chayil, and so on and so forth. So then, but you yourself, to pass through all these shilohs and be mechavim to the yemes when they're not even a yem of Isa, no, without the siyat of the Shemaya, you're not going to be able to do it. Agar Rosh Hashanah, this is not a kasha. Yes, what were the Dinei Torah about? There's so many Dinei Torah. They were so wealthy, they had everything they needed. They didn't need clothing, supposedly, also Aleim. Terence says, Bafi the Chavetz Chaim. It was all technical. And that's why Yisrael told them, no tibul gamato, gamho. Vayayimar Hashem al Moshe, the Rav Hashem said to Moshe, Lech el Olam, go to the people, v'kidashtem hayayim u'mocha, and you should sanctify them today and tomorrow. The chibsu simloisam, they should wash their begodim. The yunuchayim layayim ashlishi, be prepared for the third day. The yayim ashlishi yayim Hashem la'ini kolom al har Sinai. The igbalte esa'om, you should make a boundary for the people. Sovi round about Lamar, he shamru lachem alois bahar. Be careful from ascending the mountain, unagoy bekotseyu, or touching its edge, kalanegeh bahar moishimus. Why was there a need for all these hachanas? One would have thought, Klal Yisrael, they became so kodesh already. Number one, they saw all the nisim in Mitzrayim. They saw Kriyas Yamsu, Masharos, Shivkar Yam, Leroy Yechazbul Bambuzi. There was zeichet to a tremendous gilish chin of them. There was zeichet to the Anani HaKovid that was Makadosh them. There was zeichet to the mon, which is the food of the Malachim. Lechem Abiram Achalish. It's mamish the food of Malachim. There was zeichet to the Be'erish Almiriam that was retired them. So why did they need a Hagbola? What was the purpose of this? So Shamshon Foker says a very big thing. They needed Hagbola. They needed 3 days to show them that as great as the Madrega you've already reached, it doesn't come anywhere near the Madrega of what Torah necessitates. Your Takeh, your Kodesh, your Takeh, elevated, all of the things that you experienced, Takeh, raised you to a high Madrega. Yaakov Higain, the Torah is L'mailu, L'mailu, Me'asog, it's Enesh, it's far and beyond you. If you don't prepare yourself, if you're not going to tire yourself, if you don't look forward to it, then you're not going to be holding on the Madrega. The Balta Esa'on, you have to build a boundary to show that mountain from which the Torah comes, that's L'mayel Me'asor Vezeinu. And if you realize the importance of the Torah, realize that it's supernatural, you realize it comes from another world, then you're totally going to be zeichet to appreciate what the Torah is. Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says the Torah is a unique body of laws. The Torah is unique like no other religion, like no other constitution, like no other code of law. All other code of laws are man-made. Even if you'll say that the people that made them, they were intellectuals, they were smart, they wanted to do the right thing, it comes from a human perception of what a higher force would expect of us. It comes from a human perception of how we have to relate to our fellow man. But it's all based on human perception. And human perception is subjective to the limitations of that human being. The Torah HaKdoshah is far and beyond what man can understand. It's the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde u'v'atzmai, which is l'mayla l'mayla from HaSogas Adam, on the highest madrega that an Adam could possibly be. So this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, don't think that all the experiences that they experience, they're ready on a high madrega. Oh, right away they're ready for Torah. Not true. The highest madregas that they could have reached through everything else, oh, but the Torah is still a mile and a mile. This he needed a special achana of 2 days, and Moshe Rabbeinu added a third day. They had to be mechabes and loisam. They had to look forward to that Torah. They had to realize there's a boundary. There's a mountain over there that's beyond, it's supernatural, it's heavenly, it's of a different realm. And only if you realize that the Torah is that merumah and you prepare yourself for it, only then can you take be zeiche to be kind of that Torah. I saw a beautiful, beautiful verse. It says in the Pasuk, V'kidashtem hayoyi u'machar. You should sanctify yourself today and tomorrow. The Gemara says in the Sefer Shabbos, Av Kufayim and Beis, Kach u'nosei shol yezahara. This is the craft of the Yisahara. Hayoyim ayim aloy asay kach. Today he tells you do this. Ulamach rayim aloy asay kach. Tomorrow he says do that. till at the end he says, Avoid Avoid Nizar. Serve Avoid Nizar. So the Sefer Tzemach David, Heiliger Rebbe, David of Dinev, he asked the question. It's a hard work like that. Today he tells you to do this, tomorrow he tells you to do this. Why doesn't he just say straight? Today the veil is tomorrow, the Yom Rabbi Nizar. What's Hayyim Ayim Elokach? Machayim Elokach? So he says, that's a good reportion. The Yitzhahara knows. He can't come over to a Yid and say eat the Nevelis. He's not going to listen to the Yid. He's calculation. They're not going to do Nevelis outright. So what he does is, he says, compromise a little bit. You have a little hanhagat type. Take it easy a little bit. You don't have to be so machmer on this. He penetrates a little bit. The next day he goes a little bit weiter, then a little bit weiter, then a little bit weiter. After a nice period of time, the door is wide open. Finally, he tells them to be Ayurani Zara. He can't openly tell them to be Ayurani Surin because he knows that the person has to be Ayurani. This unhug it, that unhug it, that unhug it. Finally, after all those compromises, the fellow feels, a few months later, a year down the road, he's ready to be Ayurani Zara. So on that, Radoshisir Rebbe, based on that, said a Mayri Tikipsha and Pikidashtan Ayyayim Bumacher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu and Eitzah Tayyibah, how can Chal Yisrael fight that Yitzhahara that they shouldn't come to be over on the Chamurais and the Tayyibah? Pikidashtan Ayyayim Bumacher. That the Yitzhah Torah tells you today, Ayyayim do a little bit and Macher do a little bit more. If you sanctify that and you don't allow the Yitzhahara to penetrate into little things, then you know for sure you're never going to be over on the Chamuris. The Kidashim Hayayimu Machar, sanctify the today and tomorrow. Is the Gemara in the Seftis Kedushin? The Gemara is in the Seftis Kedushin, Dapte Aleph. Where did the Gemara? We've mentioned it before. Flemoy was a great Amayra. Flemoy used to say, Gira Be'ena the Sotan, an arrow into the eye of the Sotan. As I defy the Sotan, I can stand up against him. One day it was Erev Yom Kippur, and the Satan got dressed up like a poor person. He knocked on the door of Flemoy, and they opened up. He says, can you give me some bread? Give me something to eat, Erev Yom Kippur. So he brought him bread. He says, everybody today is eating on the inside and I have to be stuck on the outside. You let me in. They let him in. So he was sitting on the outside. Everybody was sitting by the table. He said, everybody's sitting by the table. I have to sit over here. They invited him to the table. He said, people are sitting over on. Why can't I sit over on? So they moved him up right next to Flemoy. So he started doing things that he wasn't acting in a mannerly way. So Flemoy gave him a look, like a dirty look. So he asked Flemoy if he could have a cup. And he started spitting into the cup and doing miyasazah. So Flemoy, screamed at him. And he made like he died on the spot. And the coil went out that Flemoy killed the person. Flemoy had to run away from home because now the police were after him, and he was running and running and running, and the son was running after him. The son caught up with him. He was misgallant to him who he really was. He said, what do you want from me? So he says, why do you say every day, Gira Be'ena the Satan? So he said, what should I say? You should say, Hashem Yazreini Me'a Satan. Hashem should help me from the hands of the Satan. So Yisrael Salanter explains, there's no way in the world that we can openly fight against the Sotah. There's no way in the world. We need Siyata Dishmaya, we have to daven. Flemoy made a mistake, he defied the Sotah. You can't do that. You need HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya. So the Sotah appeared to him and showed him how he functions. The Sotah starts out on the outside, let me in a little bit. They let him in a little bit. Can you invite me please to the table? Let him in a little bit more. I'd like to sit even on. He sits even on mamash. He pierces your heart, and then he starts doing miyasazach. You yourself will come from miyas from him. But he's so close up to you now that they're finished. You're stuck with him, and he runs after you. The eitzah tayva is v'kidash ma'ayin u'machar. Be mekadosh yourself in the today and the tomorrow, and that way the sun is never going to penetrate. That's an eitzah tayva. Radosh Yisrael has said over here. The pasuk says HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Klal Yisrael. Portion of the pasuk is Vatan now im Shamaya Tishu Bekoili, if you listen to my voice, Ushartam is Brisi, and you keep my covenant, the Yisamli Skula, you'll be a designated nation, Kola Anim, Kili Kola Arts. I saw a said, what's Shemir Shemaya Tishma Bakayli? He gives a marshal. Is a father and his young son that went out into the forest to enjoy the forest. And the kid in the middle, he wants to feel a little bit independent. So he wants to run ahead a little bit. He wants to play. He wants to see different things. The father's worried the forest. It's very easy to get lost in the forest. So he tells the kid, listen, I'm going to call out your name every minute, every 2 minutes. Yankala, Yankala, Yankala. As long as you hear my voice, you know that we're close up. But once you don't hear my voice anymore, then you got to start worrying. You know that somehow or other there's a merit and you got lost. Dr. Kotzke, he said, every time a person hears a good pshat, he hears a good pshat, or he's misayrit to do a little bit of tshuva, or he awakens after daven better, after learn better, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu calling out to him, mitoich his neshama. We're in a forest, we're in a dark gullus, we don't know what the derech is, and it's very easy to get lost and be taken away from a kedusha v'shamayim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls out to us, Keseder. As long as we hear those messages in our heart, God be misayrit to daven, I have to come to daven earlier, I have to daven better, I have to learn better, I have to be tamei, I have to be better in chesed. Those are voices you hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a sign you're still close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once the conscience falls asleep, once you don't hear those voices anymore, you don't hear those messages, then the Shemaya Tishma B'Kayli becomes batal. Then you already know that's a siman that you're far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have to go out of your way to come close to Him once again. That's a Mayri Yid, Moshe from the Kotzke. Vayoytze Moshe Esa'am L'Kraus V'Elikim. Moshe Rabbeinu brought the people out towards Hashem, Min HaMachne, from the camp. They stood at the foot of the mountain. The simple pshat is they stood at the bottom of the mountain. However, the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yechesem Adal says, "Omer Rav Adini Bar Chava Bar Chasa, the Lamed that teaches me, Shekof Hakadosh Baruch Hu Aleim Ha'or Kigigis. Hakadosh Baruch Hu picked up the entire mountain and he placed it upon them like the covering, like a keli. But Omer Lehem, and he told them, Imatem Mekabel Matay Levutim." If the Kabbalah, the Torah is good, the Imlam, and if not, Shom Tehei Turaskem, there will be your burial spot. So, when the Maggid asks a question, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu went around to every nation. He went to Esav, to Edom, would you like the Torah? They said, what does the Torah say? Lysirtzah, no, we don't want it. He went to Yishmael, what does it say? Lysignot, no, we don't want it. He went to Moya, what does it say? Lysinoth, no, we don't want it. Why was there no kofalei mahar kegigas by the goyim? Why dafka by the yidden was there a kofalei mahar kegigas? And the emphasis, the Gemara says, that the goyim are going to come with such a time and call kofiso leinu mahar kegigas, that you force upon us the mahar kegigas. So look to the magid, a marshal. It was a peer that had to go out of town for a year to do business. But he expressed his concern to a friend of his. He says, my young son, I'm not going to be here to be machanachem. I'm not going to be here to learn with him. Who's going to take care of him? I'm very worried. So his good friend says, no problem. I'll take him into my house. I'll learn with him. I'll send him to the yeshiva. I'll be machanachem. Not a problem. He takes him into his house. And he didn't want the kid to be lonely. So he brought in another kid from a poverty-stricken family. He brought him into the house also to give company to this kid. The two kids hit it off Kabaldi right away. And the problem was, it was not a good pair. Because they did things, they wasted time, they were wild, and they acted in an unbecoming way. So one day it was getting out of hand. The head of the household calls over the kid of his friend, and he gives him a couple of pets. He hits him, you know, you're not behaving properly. This is not why you took in. So what do you want from me? Why are you only hitting me? How am I not hitting him? So he says, I'll tell you why. He says, to him I have no achrayas. I never was makabel achrayas on him. I promised your father that I'd be mechanach you, I would take care of you, and make sure you go in the proper way, so you do my hit. Him, I never accepted any special responsibility for, and maybe with him I don't hit. Dr. Dubna Magid, he says, HaKadosh Baruch, the reason why he was kafalem as Archegigas, he promised the Ovis HaKadoshim, he's going to do chesed with their children, and he's going to give them mamash moly bracha, and he's going to take them to Eretz Yisrael. But the only way he could do that is if they keep the Torah. So in order to keep my promise to the other side, I have to make sure you keep the Torah, have an achrayis to them. And the only way I can keep that achrayis is if you keep the Torah. But if you don't keep the Torah, I have to hit you in order to keep my achrayis to them. The goyim of the world, they have no achrayus to. I didn't promise their parents anything. I have no achrayus to them. So by them, there's no kfiyas halachah. But by you, I have an achrayus to the avos hakdoshim. By them, kof halayim asahar kigigis. Im atem mekabel mesatayra mudv. If you mekabel the Torah, is good. Im lav shom tehei kvurasa. There will be your burial spot. Why does it say shom tehei kvurasa? It should be poi tehei kvurasa. I saw a moivit kipshat from Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky. Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky said that there's a special Beis HaKfaris called shom. Special Beis HaKfaris called shom. What's pshat? Kids in elementary school. Doesn't behave himself, doesn't do well, doesn't do this and that. And they tell him what's going to be with you. He says, you know what, Sean, when I get to high school, when I get there, then I'll better my ways. Comes to Mesifta, you know, okay, fine. He doesn't get along with his Rebbe, you know, the Mashgiach has problems with him, or whatever, he's doing everything wrong. Sean, when I get over there to Yeshiva Gedayla, then already I'll better my ways. Comes to Yeshiva Gedayla, the same thing happens over again. He gets a little bit old. He tells his parents, "You know what? You can start listening a little bit to shidduchim for me. When I settle down with a wife, with a family, then you know shum. Then I'll get better." But throughout all the stages of its life, it's shum, it's shum, it's shum, it's shum. Because I'll say, "I'll tell you the efne eshna shemaletipana." You have to take the opportunity right now. You can't say there and there and there and there. Dr. Galinsky, that's the pshat. Shum to hate for us now. Push it off to there, to a different time, to a different place, then take for Askem. That is a mokum the Yetzirah settles more and more and more and more. And the same dover is you're so enveloped by the Yetzirah that there's no way in the world that you can make it. The pasuk goes on to say, "V'cholam ra'im es ha'koyleis es ha'lapidim es koyle ha'shoifer." They saw the sounds, the flames. Sound of the shofar, the smoking mountain, a yaron by a nu, was shaking by yandam erochay. And they got scared. They said to Moshe, "Daber atoy imanu, you speak to us." Like that, imanu alakim pen nomas. They were afraid. Like yaynu Moshe la'am altiro. Don't be afraid. Kilamar va'aver nasis eschem bo alakim. Someone's just testing you. Uba'avur tia yirose al peneichem levilti sechato. That your fear should be on your face. You shouldn't do any avers. So the Ksei Sachoishin, brought down from the Ksei Sachoishin, he asks a question. In the beginning, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Al tiro, don't be afraid." And then at the end, he says, "Ubavutia yir osay al peneichem." The year should be on your face. Well, should they be afraid or shouldn't they be afraid? He starts out trying to calm them down, "Al tiro," and then he says, "Ubavutia yir osay al peneichem." The Lufi Sefto, the Yira should be on your face. So he brings down, there's a famous marshal from the Chaybis Halbavis. Chaybis Halbavis says there was a fellow that used to sleep in the deserts. So people asked him, "Not worried to sleep in the desert. There's chayas, there's lions, there's snakes, there's scorpions." He says, "I'm too embarrassed to be afraid. I'm embarrassed in front of Hashem to be afraid of anything else in his presence. My pachad of Hashem is so great that I'm embarrassed to be afraid of chayes, of lions, to be embarrassed in front of Hashem, of other things. The ikar fear should be Hashem." So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them over here. Al tiro, don't be afraid of the fire and the kailos and the such. You know why? Ubavutia yirose al peneichem. If the yira of Hashem is on you, if you fear Hashem, then you have to be embarrassed to be afraid of anything else but Hashem. So, al tiro, don't be afraid of the external things that scare you. If you have the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on you, you'll be embarrassed to be afraid of those things. And if you have the fear of Hashem, there's nothing else to be afraid of. Those are the Ktzai Zachar Hashem. Hakadosh Baruch Hu.